Welcome to Indie Audio, the audio version of The Independent, where you can listen to the current articles read by the authors or our producers. The Independent is a free progressive newspaper published in New York once a month. To learn more about the publication, about our podcast, Indestructible, or find past episodes of Indie Audio, go to independent.org. That's independent.org.
It's time for more love. At least Mavis Staples seems to think so. We're a little over a year since Donald Trump's election to the presidency, and I at least think reasons to be happy are few and far between. Everyone on both sides is rehashing and relitigating the 2016 election. We can't agree on much, except that we all can't believe we're where we are. I feel like every piece I've written or read in the past few months has included the phrase, "In a country so divided." How do we make it out of this crisis? Hell, how do we make it out of 2017? I've got love, and it's time for more than love. Staples sings. Thank God for Mavis, I say to myself. A gospel and R&B legend, Staples has been performing for more than 60 years. Bob Dylan called her singing voice the most mysterious thing I'd ever heard and proposed to marry her in the mid-1960s. She and her family were also close with Dr. Martin Luther King, and Staples' connection to the civil rights movement make her latest album that much more poignant. With If All I Was Black, she once again plants her flag in the resistance. Written and produced by Jeff Tweedy of the bands Wilco and Tweedy, the album is a unique entry in the growing list of recent artistic expressions of dissent. It doesn't come across as particularly angry. It doesn't name names or point fingers. It proposes resistance through love and understanding. "We Go High" borrows its central phrase from Michelle Obama's famous speech. Staples proclaims, "We go high when they go low. I know they don't know what they're doing when they tell their lies. Spread around rumors. I know they're still human and they need my love." The songs on this album probably aren't going to reach the ears of anyone who didn't walk away from Michelle's speech with a sense of hope. Staples is trying to reach the people who align with her politics. She wants to talk them off the ledge. This won't be the album that unites us. Rather, it's a gentle urging to liberals and lefties to reach out and try to bring our conservative brethren up to speed. Nowhere is this more resounding than the standout track, "Build a Bridge." Staples mourns the fact that in a country so divided, we sequester ourselves. "I'm tired of us living so lonely." And she presents a seemingly impossible solution. "Gonna build a bridge right over the ocean. I'm coming right over for you." She sings, her voice elevated by a supporting chorus and an arrangement that seems to indicate this will require a group effort. Tweedy does a fantastic job showcasing Staples' voice throughout the album. The instrumentation adds only what is needed, and though Staples' pipes aren't as powerful as they used to be, her spirit is as fierce as ever. Make no mistake here, Staples is the star of the show. If All I Was Black lacks the punch of recent albums that tackle politics head-on, name names and make enemies, that's because this album doesn't care much for punching. It's good medicine, even if I can't tell whether it is to help us heal or it is Novocaine to overcome the pain. Maybe it's both. By omitting any real specifics about our current grievances, Staples adds a certain nuance and timelessness to these songs. Staples is 78 years old, and the problems confronting us today are older. There's something remarkable about someone who is willing to show up time and time again to try harder as Staples does here. What excuse do we have?
That was The Indie Audio, the audio version of The Independent, produced by Elia Grant.